The Lord be with you.
And
with your. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit, to be like those who are waiting for their master, to return from the wedding banquet, that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt, have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready. The Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Peter said, "Lord, you are telling the parable. Are you telling this parable for us or for everyone?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he put that one in charge of all his possessions. But the slave says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, at an hour that he does not know, will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted, but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted, received a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus, in this Gospel, gives images of all humanity and speaks to the apostles as ones who are close to him. In these images, he shows different levels of faith and how we will be judged based on our acceptance of either the natural law or the faith that has been given to us. And the gifts that have been given to us through creation. See, the stewards here, the slaves, are signs of the gifts that each one has been given. The manager is like each one of us who has been given the gift of our own creations, our own bodies and persons. So each one of us has received a calling to be a manager over our own temples of God. Those who know the way of the Lord and the revelation of Jesus Christ are called to a higher judgment. And then when we have the Master who returns, this is a twofold sign of Jesus returning at the end of the world, and or our particular judgment at the end of our deaths. What the Lord presents here is different levels of response to the gifting of creation and faith. There is the level of, you could call it, those who completely reject the way of the Lord, and there's a level of those who is live as if the faith were an insurance policy. And there's a level of those who live simply on the natural understanding of what has been given to us. And third or fourth, there's a level of supernatural living, which we are all called to enter into the kingdom of God. Those who completely reject the word of the Lord are like the drunkard servant who doesn't do anything of the will of the Lord. Everyone, all humanity, can read God's will through creation, through the natural law, and they will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then those who think that their master is not returning are like the Christians or the Jews in the time of Christ before, who knew the word of the Lord but turned away from it because of the fancies of the world, or living in mortal sin. They too may very well not enter into the kingdom of God unless they repent. And then there are those who live sort of in a natural way, the stewards, who are just biding their time, and those who live in faith as if it's an insurance policy, who also do acts contrary to the will of the Lord, and maybe give the faith a lip service, go every once in a while to church, pray every once in a while. They are the ones who the Lord says the master will return in an unexpected time and judge them. He said, these are the souls that think, well, if every once in a while I pray, every once I believe a little bit, this is like insurance, then God will protect me. I'm not too bad in their own judgment. When in truth, in the truth of God, they're doing terrible things. These will be judged harshly and will not enter into the kingdom of God, into heaven, unless they have the grace and take hold of the grace of repentance, which you cannot guarantee. And then those who simply live the natural way of stewards, this to the world this would seem not blameworthy, even to other Christians, not blameworthy. They do generally what the world would expect them to be, manage things well, don't do terrible crimes, try to avoid doing things that would be scandalous. However, they do not look towards the heavens and to their master's will, and therefore do not know fully his will. And they will be beaten lightly to be the signs that they may have to pass through purgatory on the way to the kingdom of God. It would also be those who are non-Christians, who are trying to live a virtuous life. In the old, they would call them the virtuous pagans, trying to live the way that they know best, justice, temperance, prudence, and courage, to avoid those things that they can understand to be bad, but they do not know fully the revelation of our Lord. If they live this way, as Vatican II said, there could be a possibility of their salvation through Christ at the end of their lives. However, they will still have to be purified from the worldly way of thinking, from the way that doesn't fully understand God and pass through purgatory on the way to heaven. Because only in heaven, there is only one will, one way of understanding God, the true understanding of God. And we all united in love and peace. And then the greatest way is to live the way of the supernatural life, is to be seeking the will of the Lord and going beyond the world's expectations, to be always attentive to what the Lord may be saying, which may surprise people and change your path in ways you did not expect it. This was the calling that the Lord gave to the apostles. That is, to go out and trust in him, not to take an extra purse or sack, to trust and follow him. And we could see it in the images given to us in the scriptures. Abraham and St. Joseph, we could add St. John Vianney, one of the saints celebrated this week. Abraham, who went off into a foreign land, just trusting in the word of the Lord that he would have descendants like the stars and that he would have a child in his old age, which he had to wait many years for and never saw his abundant descendants. But this was fulfilled. And even the child of the promise, he was asked to sacrifice, but trusted in the Lord that he would fulfill his promise despite this. And the Lord did fulfill his promise, withholding the hand of the father. And St. Joseph, we can see, was one, perhaps when he was younger, living in the natural way as a steward, as a carpenter, working hard, making a living, as the world would expect. But then the supernatural opened up to him in the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was the Mother of God and the child brought to him, so that he had to live in a way that trusted in the Lord, to flee to Egypt at the word of the angel in the dream, to trust that the Lord would take care of that holy family and give them all their material needs, to pray and to constantly keeping vigil. This is a different way of living than the world would have. We could see it too in the life of St. John Vianney, a parish priest, who, according to even the contemporary understanding, when he inherited a parish that was dying after the French Revolution, very few coming to Mass, very little support, the conventional wisdom, which we hear today, and is the worldly way of thinking, is you need to accommodate the people, to be charming, to reach out in ways that will bring them in and make them feel good. This is not the supernatural way. St. John Vianney, in truth, was not charming. He had many complaints against him at first, that he was not very good with social interactions. He seemed kind of abrupt. He was too focused on reverence in the liturgy, and that he wasn't greeting people in the way that they wanted to. But he had the supernatural vision to pray and sacrifice for his souls. And over time, as he entered more deeply into this, praying, sacrificing, getting to the point where he ate only a few potatoes a week, and even poured himself out for confessions and getting just a few hours of sleep, then his parishioners started to recognize this is the way that they needed to live, the way of holiness, the way of sacrificing the worldly way of thinking. And then over time, more and more souls were drawn to that parish. It revived, not because the pastor trusted in good advertising methods or in making people feel okay, but in reaching out with prayers and sacrifice and pouring himself out for the love of souls, to which the Lord responded and brought much fruit. This is the way of the supernatural life. In some sense, we all need to enter into this, to trust in the Lord. See, as the definition of faith we have in Hebrews is to believe in things unseen, to hope for things to come. We do not see, and it's not before our eyes and our understanding, what is the hope of heaven, as St. Paul said, beyond our imagination. So in order to fully enter into the kingdom of God and to be so pure that we don't pass through purgatory, we need to put away simply trusting in the worldly way, the natural way of thinking and acting, and to reach out in the faith, asking the Holy Spirit to come reveal to ourselves those natural ways that we're thinking, the ways of fear, the ways of control, of accommodation we've taken on. And ask the Lord to purify us, we more and more trust in Him in a full faith, hope, and love, so that we may go out even into foreign lands, to go into the refuges the Lord is preparing, and trusting that the Lord will take care of us, trusting that He will lead us to our heavenly homeland, trusting like Saint Joseph, and building a new kingdom of God here on earth, following that plan of trust, of faith, not in the worldly way, not in accommodation, but one that is the seeds of the king, the fullness of the kingdom of God to come in the new heavens and the new earth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.